From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Political observers may not challenge voters at the polls in Ohio tomorrow. That ruling from two federal courts today. Ohio is one of the most hotly contested states in the presidential election. Republicans and Democrats there were planning to place challengers inside polling places to question voters' qualifications. A 51-year-old state law has permitted that, but the judges ruled that law unconstitutional, saying the challenges could disenfranchise or intimidate voters and could cause major delays. Two appeals have already been filed. Janet Babin of member station WCPN Cleveland is following the story and joins us. Janet, tell us more about today's rulings.
Well, Robert, in one of the federal judges' rulings, she found that the polling places would be so crowded with this bewildering array of participants that, quoting here from her decision, that there exists an enormous risk of chaos and pandemonium inside the polls with lines out the door of some polling places. And in the other case that calls the challengers unconstitutional, the federal judge found that these challengers will not be allowed if their sole purpose is to question a voter's validity. But his ruling does leave open the door that there will be challengers at the polls who will be allowed to simply monitor what's going on.
Well, if there won't be challengers who'll be able to challenge the validity of a voter's right to vote, will anybody be able to challenge a voter at the polls?
Well, yes, because poll workers, also known as election judges, are permitted to question voters and to ask them if they're a citizen, ask them to prove their registration and that sort of thing, if they have reasonable cause to question those things. Also, Ohio law does permit any voter, known as an elector, to challenge someone else. In other words, if you're at the polling place and you have a question about someone, you say, hey, I know you don't live here, you are permitted by Ohio law to question that voter.
Who filed the federal lawsuits to stop the practice of putting challengers at the polls?
Well, one of the lawsuits was filed by Marion and Donald Spencer. They're longtime civil rights activists in Cincinnati. The Spencers say they took the action because poll challengers sounded too much like a way to intimidate African Americans at the polls. They compared these challengers to a manifestation of old Jim Crow laws. And the other lawsuit was filed near Akron, Ohio. This was a place where one of those pre-election hearings took place, and it was a very contentious hearing, and the bipartisan election board there in Summit County voted to throw out all these pre-election challengers, and some local Democrats say that that spurred the local party there to question challengers at the polls as well.
How about the appeals, though, of these two court rulings?
Well, one of the appeals is from three what's called interveners. There are three individuals, all Republicans, who also happen to be African Americans, by the way. And they filed a notice of appeal and a motion asking that the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals stay the ruling. These interveners believe that the challengers will ensure that only legitimate voters cast ballots tomorrow. And also the state Republican Party filed an appeal. They're asking for a stay on both rulings barring poll challengers, and they're appealing both as well. They say that without these challengers, about 40 precincts in just one county in Ohio will be without Republican monitors, and they say that's unfair.
But as I understand it, top Republican officials in Ohio are at odds over whether poll challengers should be permitted. What's going on there?
Well, the Secretary of State, Ken Blackwell, is a Republican. He's also a bit of a maverick. And on Friday, he agreed with Democrats that poll challengers aren't needed. But the state's Secretary of State, or rather the state's Attorney General, is arguing that Ohio's law regarding challengers at the polling places is constitutional and should be granted.
Thank you, Janet.
You're welcome.
That's Janet Babin of member station WCPN in Cleveland.